Welcome to Around the Table with Antunes, where we spark innovation and drive your success in the food service industry. Well, welcome to Around the Table, a podcast from Antunes. I'm your host today, Tyler Kern. Thank you so much for joining us. This is a very special episode of the podcast today because we're taking a look at the core values and beliefs that guides Antunes and how they've created a transparent and inclusive work environment. And we have a full house of guests today. I'm really excited to get a chance to hear from all of these wonderful people from Antunes. We have Glenn Bullock, CEO, Jane Bullock, Vice President, Tanya Sanchez, Service Parts Supervisor, Carlos Corsellas, Vice President of Human Resources, and Stephanie Allen, Talent Manager. Everyone, thank you so much for joining me. Thank you, and welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Excellent. Well, Glenn and Jane, I want to start off with you and talk about introducing the audience to Antunes and tell us a little bit more about who you are as a company.
Yeah. So Antunes, we're a manufacturer of water treatment and restaurant equipment for the food service industry. And so we've been in business for about 65 years. We're a family-owned company and we sell to most of the major quick service restaurants, the QSRs in the industry and around the world. We have factories around the world for manufacturing local products for the local countries. And then our corporate office is here in Carroll Stream, Illinois. And we have about a total of about 400 team members around the world.
Yeah, and Antunes is, as a company, is just an amazing American dream story. So my father, August Joseph Antunes, started the company just a little before I was born, and he already had one child and another one on the way, and decides to go into business with a partner as a manufacturer's representative. But he is first generation from Portugal. His parents came over with very little. Augie joined the Navy, met my mom here in Chicago, and decided to stay. And from that has built up this amazing organization. And then thanks to Glenn, our CEO has really hit the growth pedal in about the last 20 years. And now we're literally all over the world. But it's just a great family story, an American story. We love having our team members coming from all different parts of the world. So it's a great story of family being our team members, as well as it is still family owned and operated.
Absolutely. And I love that story of having that family atmosphere and being a company that is so rooted in family. That's fantastic. So tell me a little bit more about the core values and beliefs that Antunes has and what has guided you over these years.
As part of our vision statement, and there's a lot of companies out there that have created vision statements, but we really take to heart our core values and beliefs, and we live them out every day. And as you walk around our facility, you'll see our core values and beliefs are posted all over the building and in every room. Our core values and beliefs are the integrity, people, excellent, passion, and family. And we really do, every decision we make, we focus on these values to make sure we're living, you know, walking our talk as we develop the culture of Antunes. And as you look at our core values, the people aspect is extremely important to us. As Jane mentioned, we really do see our team members as part of our extended family, and we really encourage them to grow and to continue to learn, and also to continue to have that life balance within their lives. And we know most of our team members by name. We challenge ourselves to know everyone's name. And we really do have a great respect and trust for each other. And we really do value the diversity within our workforce. We continue to invest in our people. And we really think it's important that we do feel connected. And we want our team members to work in a safe environment. And we're, as you mentioned at the very beginning, we're extremely transparent and keep all of our team members updated on our financial activities, all of our investments, all of our health and wellness programs. But we really try to keep everyone updated in our strategies and how we're moving forward. And one of the things that I really focus on too is the whole culture about, culture is created by the behaviors that leaders demonstrate and tolerate. And I think we have to be examples, all of us have to be examples to each other about demonstrating our core values and beliefs. And then if we see something that's not quite right, we have to challenge each other and not tolerate things that don't live up to the core values and beliefs of Antunes.
Yes, and when we set those beliefs and the purpose statement and mission statement down on paper, we did that in 2008, and it was actually pretty easy to pull the words together because we felt like we've been living all those values right from the very beginning, right from when the company was started, and then over the many years. And I want to just highlight our purpose statement, which started with, we exist to make our customers successful. And we said, well, we can't be successful if our customers aren't successful. So it kind of went hand in hand. That was a real true north for a lot of people. There were some times when we didn't do things quite right, we'd say, wow, we're not making our customers successful. It was a really powerful statement that gave everybody in the company direction. But then after a few years, we said, we do make our team members successful. We make our suppliers successful. We make our community successful. And that's when we decided to add on, well, positively impacting the world. And what's really exciting, and I think something that's very special for Glenn and I, is when we see the next generation either coming into the business or that next generation, they're the first ones that went to college.
With that next generation going to college, it's very special for us that we've been able to create an environment and create the structure that has helped our team members to help their kids have a better life than they had. That we're really focused on here, though, is seeing that next generation. Like Jane said, it's pretty powerful for us to, Jane and I, we feel like we're the stewards of passing on what everyone here has created and giving back to our team members. So that's important to us to create this environment that all of our team members, all the extended families, how many people that all of us can touch in our extended family and how we can just help each other. So we have a really strong value of, faith, hope, and love within our company. And we really take that to heart. And everyone in this company is a leader, and everyone can be a leader. And we encourage people to speak up, and we encourage people to do community services. We encourage people that it's not just part of what we do here at the plant, but also how can we help the environment? How can we help each other and help the world around us? So that, like Jane said, that purpose statement, while positively impacting the world, hopefully in a small way, we're doing that.
Absolutely. And that's a really powerful statement and a powerful testament to who you are as a company and the impact that you're having, which I think is incredible. You hear a lot of companies these days talk a lot about company culture, and we want to have this great company culture, but oftentimes it just amounts to every so often we buy pizza or we put a table tennis table in the break room or something like that. But what you've done is really create a vision and set forth these core values and beliefs that really guide who you are as a company. And by doing that, you have had such a massive impact, which is really rewarding to see, I'm sure, for you. And, like you mentioned, you're having an impact on the world, which I think is a fantastic thing to be able to say as a company.
Yeah, I think, so like you said, we, just so you know, we have put a table tennis in our wellness center. So.
Good
example.
Nothing against table tennis, but I'm really bad. So,
but we did. I think some of the things we do for our team members too. I mean, we do have a wellness center, which is another name for a gym. I mean, we have our treadmills and our ellipticals and our free weights and different things and the table tennis and the foosball. So we have created that for our team members. And the other thing we've done too is part of our health and wellness. We have a clinic on site. So we have We have a doctor and a nurse that are here 2 days a week that all of our team members can utilize and their families, you know, if they're on our healthcare plan. And we think it's important. And we have different classes, Zumba classes that we set up. We have a fruit cart that, well, not right now because of the coronavirus, but as soon as the coronavirus is under control, we want to bring back our fruit cart where we have a person that goes around and hands out fruit to all of our team members during the day. And we just, you know, it's really important for us that the health and well-being of our team members, that's important to us. And so we continue to come up with different programs. So,
I think that the learning culture is also important,
yeah.
and you'll be hearing from Tanya soon, who is just a wonderful example of how we've allowed our team members to take classes and prepare themselves for that next level, to take over as a lead, take over as a supervisor, take over as a manager, and expand their skill sets. So that's something that's been very important and has a lot to do with the culture as well as how our HR department has really been challenging us to expand. What else can we do for our team members?
Absolutely. And you know, you mentioned Tanya. Tanya, I'd love to hear a little bit more from you. Tanya, tell me a little bit about how the company has empowered you to grow as a leader and learn through the various roles that you've held at Antunes.
Hi. Well, just to kind of give you an overview of kind of like my journey in this company, I've been here 9 years and I started off straight off of high school, didn't know what I really wanted to study or go to college, or I really didn't know what my future looked like. I started working on my summers here, and I liked the work. I wanted to be part of something. At that time, there was a Wendy's project that it was a huge rollout, and I was able to learn a lot of things. I was able to be part of a team and help a team. I started to learn that, you know, the company offered reimbursement for college and all these great benefits that they offer here, and I'm like, okay, this is a company that I would like to stay and not just have it as a summer job. So right off the bat, I knew that, you know, there was a lot of great things from this company. So I got hired on. I think I was 19 years old, and I became a line lead for the manufacturing department. I think I was the youngest line lead at the time. So for me, that was a great challenge, not only personal, but, you know, professional, like being able to lead a group of team members and kind of take the charge of production in a way. So that was kind of like the first step of getting into a leadership position. And then they offered as well apprenticeship program of learning something else other than just whatever you're learning outside. So I participated in an apprenticeship program, which kind of taught me a little bit more of blueprint reading and manufacturing, and also part of like a whole different world, which is fabrication. Fabrication is kind of like a male-dominant department, and I was exposed to it. I thought it was amazing just to see how like all the machinery could make all these things and components and parts. So I was part of the apprenticeship program, and through those years, I was able to go to college as a part-time student. And with the reimbursement that, you know, Antunes has, I was able to get my associate's degree while working a full-time job, which I think that's amazing. And also, you know, being able to be part of the apprenticeship program, which I was able to attend during work hours. So I think not many companies do that, and that just goes to show how much importance the company cares about their employees and their growth and, you know, their development as a whole. Being part of the apprenticeship program opened a couple more doors for me, and there was an opportunity of cross-training in a different department. I was able to be a group leader in the fabrication department, which I said is a male-dominant department, and I think that was kind of like another opportunity for growth, and the company was able to accommodate me and give me the opportunity to learn and grow on the professional level. So I think that the company has just given opportunities for us to advance at this level.
Absolutely. So how have you seen yourself develop and grow as a leader from those experiences? Like you said, you've had the opportunity to continue your education. You've had the opportunity to see different departments and how they work, and you've held different roles now. Tell me a little bit more about how you feel like you've developed and how you've seen yourself grow from those opportunities.
I feel like every time I would go into a role, it was a huge challenge. And sometimes I would have insecurities. It's like, oh, am I capable of, you know, being up to the challenge of meeting the standards of that position? And I feel like in every department that I've been, which is assembly, quality assurance, fabrication, and service parts, has all given me kind of like a challenge of learning the process and not only like professional, but as a personal growth. It's kind of like, hey, you can do it. This is just the beginning. Like if you went over the other departments and you were able to do a good job, then you can do this, you can do more. And the fact that the company allows you to do that is just more empowering towards ourselves, you know, that we can do it if we want to put the work into it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know, now that you have grown and you've had these experiences, tell me a little bit about, you know, you as a leader now, how do you continue to foster that family environment and foster that environment of inclusivity and transparency within your own team? Now that you've worked your way up and you've grown as an employee and as a leader at Antunes, tell me a little bit more about that, how you foster that family atmosphere within your team.
I kind of put myself in their shoes and how I liked my leadership team to treat me. So if your manager or supervisor says, okay, we need to get these things done today, but I wouldn't have the tools or I wouldn't have certain things to get the job done, there was always like a leader who was like, okay, what do you need to get done? And I always kind of put myself in those shoes and ask my team, do you have everything you need? Or is there anything that I can help you to make your job easier? So kind of getting back to the employees and making sure that they're okay, having one-on-ones and weekly meetings with my team to make sure that we're on the right way to get our goals done at the end of the day and or be prepared for anything that may come up throughout the day. But just kind of like having their trust to let me know that they can come to me and ask what they need. Mm-hmm. And kind of getting back to them and explain to them if I'm able to get what they need or assist with whatever the issues they have, kind of get back to them and see, okay, yeah, I could get this done. I could solve this. And let them know, okay, I couldn't solve this because of so-and-so, or, you know, there's a time frame or this issue. So just kind of like going back to them and letting them know that I did listen to them and I am doing something about it, not just ignoring whatever they are trying to tell me.
Yeah, I'd like to add to that if I could. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Tanya. One thing that we encourage is we continually ask people, tell us what's wrong, tell us how we can improve things. And we've definitely found that many times in the fabrication department, they've been really stepping up and saying, you know, these blueprints are slightly different. And we continually encourage people to give us those ideas and those changes. And it comes directly from the team members. And Tanya, as a leader, that's wonderful to say, let me know. I need to know what else we can do better. And maybe we can't always make those changes, but it comes from the top. But if people don't feel safe and that they're going to be respected for a challenge or, hey, this is wrong, they're not going to bring those forth. So we need leaders like Tanya and like others to encourage people to continually tell me what else we can do better.
Absolutely. And I think a huge part of leadership is listening, right? And Tanya, I feel like that's a large part of what you're saying, is that you listen to what's brought to you from your team members and you take action to either try to solve the problem or you communicate back with them to let them know, hey, here's what's going on. And so that communication is always open, which I think is so key in organizations and in making sure that people feel heard and understood and valued. And so Tanya, thank you so much for sharing your story with us and just how you've grown at Antunes and the opportunities that it's afforded you. So thank you so much for sharing that with us.
Yes, no problem.
Absolutely. So Carlos and Stephanie, I want to turn to you guys now. So I want to hear a little bit more from a practical sense, how you've taken the principles of transparency and inclusivity and this family environment that Antunes has created and really implemented them throughout the company. So tell me a little bit more about tangible steps that you have taken to ensure that Antunes maintains this, the family environment that is inclusive and transparent.
I think that, you know, we start this really at the foundation. Once we initiate the first conversation with the candidate. So it starts day one. We're transparent about our process, who we are as an organization, what we're looking for, and what our values are. So we really set the stage for that candidate about what they would experience as a potential team member here at Antunes. And we take them through that process and journey through every step of the selection and interviewing process. From that, it really does build trust and a strong sense of relationship. And during the selection process, all candidates that make it to the final round do meet with Jane and Glenn. So even in that very beginning, they're building that relationship and they see that at all levels of the organization, our leadership team is visible, accessible, and highly engaged, and they want to connect with team members. Once team members join the organization, we have a very thoughtful and thorough onboarding process where we are very specific about ensuring they have the knowledge and skill set they need and the resources, including technology, to do their jobs efficiently. Outside of that, we really do emphasize enculturation, helping team members feel welcomed and embraced here at Antunes. And they're utilizing their unique skills to advance the team and to advance the business here in the organization. We also have some very specific tangible items or practices that we have in place, including monthly communication meetings, where our executive leadership team speaks transparently about where we are as an organization from a financial perspective, a business perspective, but we also celebrate success and we're truthful about any shortcomings or learnings that we've had over the last month or quarter. We also do daily and weekly startup meetings with team members. We have an open door policy that truly is that at any time you can raise a concern to anyone in the organization and feel heard and that there will be an action taken on that. In addition to that, we have roundtable meetings where team members meet monthly to bring forward ideas, suggestions, and opportunities that would improve or enhance the organization. Then those ideas are brought back to the executive leadership team and we take action on them so that team members know what we've done with their request. While we can't implement every idea, we definitely hear team members out, and when we can, we do execute on them. And I would say, I think our goal is to always execute at 100%. And I think we've been living up to that over the last year to 2 years that I've been able to see our data. And I think it's phenomenal. Outside of that, we have IDPs, individual development plans, that we put in place for each team member here at Antunes that really highlights them as a unique individual and what they want to accomplish for their professional careers.
Yeah, thanks, Stephanie. I just want to add one more thing, and everything that Stephanie said is 100% correct, but that wouldn't happen if it wasn't for people like Tanya. So we really keep an eye on those potential talented individuals who want to grow into a leadership role, and we try to develop them consistently. And we allow them to develop those relationships with their people, with their key people. And we encourage Tanya and other leaders, other supervisors to have that one-on-one rapport with the people so they feel safe coming to them without reservation, being able to explore new ideas, new ways of doing things. It spreads like wildfire. It's just part of our culture. And without people, like I said, without people like Tanya and Stephanie and other leaders, it wouldn't happen no matter what processes you have in place. So that's really what really has allowed us to do all those inclusive and transparent activities.
Right. Absolutely. So, you know, Stephanie, you started off your answer by talking a little bit about the process by which candidates to work at Antunes kind of go and learn about the company. But when you are looking to add new employees to the Antunes family, what character traits and values are you looking for?
Well, we are definitely always looking to ensure that candidates' core values are aligned with our core values. And our values, we really believe, are innate within individuals. So integrity, people, excellence, passion, and family, that those values are aligned with our candidates when they present. Outside of that, we also look for specific competencies that we hope that candidate will bring to the organization that will make us a well-rounded team and will help us diversify thought through both experience and cultural backgrounds. And so we really take a holistic approach to the recruitment process and ensuring that we're making a great fit, not only for the organization, but for the candidate. Through this experience, they are able to meet with multiple team members and leaders within the organization so that if they are presented with an offer, they can make an informed decision that this is the right organization for them, that these are team members they want to spend 8+ hours a day with, that this is a company they firmly believe in, and they can feel proud about the work that they're doing and who they're doing it with and for. And I think that that's really what sets us apart and is what's made us successful in hiring such phenomenal talent like Tanya and keeping them engaged for years to come, because there is that commitment from the beginning to their success within the organization.
So Carlos and Stephanie, when you think about the future of Antunis, you know, we heard Glenn and Jane speak really movingly earlier just about creating that next generation. What is your vision for the continued growth of Antunis as you look towards the future?
Yeah, Tyler, I think growth is our strategy right now. I think that we have a very aggressive growth strategy. Certainly the development of people is key. But really to achieve this, we have to add capable talent that is able to hit our targets through collaboration and ingenuity. So those are some of the characteristics that we look for people, and we look to develop into people. And to that end, you know, we have built a culture of self-accountability in order for us to remain nimble and agile. And what this really means is that our leaders really know how to set the vision and empower their teams. And it's all based on trust and autonomy. So we want to remain flexible and pay attention to the individual needs. So that's really how we have done it. And as a result of this, one of the byproducts of having this culture of accountability, one of the benefits is that we can design benefits around that, such as, you know, work-life balance benefits. Right now, we have an open PTO policy. So you can take as much time off you need to, no questions asked. And that's because we trust and we know that you're going to be self-accountable to your job. And so other examples of things that we can do is with our health and wellness programs. Glenn talked a little bit about our gym. Well, you know, we want people to be able to be fit, healthy, and stay healthy and being able to exercise. But we tie that into our clinic as well. So we have a full-blown wellness program that you can self-manage at your own discretion. And we allow people to do this in, you know, work hours as well. We feel that is very critical to the success and the growth of the company that we're able to do this. And the only reason we can do it is because we have that culture of self-accountability. And to add to that, you know, we have our learning culture. So we learn and develop our people, which clearly Tanya is one example of this. And we think that that has helped us tremendously on retaining top talent and in the future to succeed and to continue to grow. We're going to need people who are looking for these things in a company, for this type of benefits, this type of culture. And truly, that's what we do here at Antunis. We build and we cultivate that environment in which people feel empowered, safe, and it's all because they are self-accountable.
Absolutely. So Glenn and Jane, I want to wrap up just by turning back to you and asking about the future. So what excites you about the future of Antunis, given the core values and beliefs that the company is based on and having strong leaders like Tanya that have really grown and learned quite a bit from their time at Antunis? What excites you about the future?
What excites me about the future? I think there's just so much more that we can continue to do. We just keep expanding. We bring on new distributors, new representatives, new customers, new suppliers. I mean, there's so many people who are joined with us, and we just keep expanding. And that's then other people hear about our company and want to be part of it. Actually, some customers have said, yeah, we want to work with you because we've heard such great things about you. So we want to keep that going.
I would just say what excites me about the future, and we talk about this a lot, is just how many people we can touch. And we need to grow, we need to be profitable, and we need to keep our eye on the business and expanding. But also, with all of that, there's a great amount of responsibility to give back and to be a part of the community and to touch as many lives as we can. So we can't do that unless we're profitable. But I just, as a company, we really do talk a lot about our corporate social responsibility and how we can generate those benefits for all the people that we touch. So I'm just excited about it. As we grow, we continue to give back, and we continue to expand our reach, you know, around the world with all the people that we touch.
Absolutely. Well, I think this has been a fantastic testament to who Antunes is as a company and how you followed your core values and your core principles and the way that those have been put into effect. And so, everyone, thank you so much for joining me on this episode of the podcast. Glenn, Jane, Tanya, Carlos, and Stephanie, thank you all once again so much for joining us here on Around the Table.
Thank you, Tyler.
Thank you, Tyler.
Thank you, Tyler.
Absolutely. And everybody, thank you for tuning into this episode of Around the Table, a podcast from Antunes. We hope you enjoyed it very much. We enjoyed bringing it to you. So, of course, we'll be back soon with more episodes of the podcast. But until then, make sure you're subscribed on Apple and Spotify for episodes and to stay up to date with everything going on at Antunes. Everyone stay safe, and we'll talk again soon.